This is For the Chosen with Edward Crawford, pastor of the Church Kiro in Puyallup.
What is manna? What do you think of when you hear the word manna? It is a very pleasant word. You probably think of the very tiny round wafers, the round things that God put on the ground all around the tents of the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt. That light bread, that sweet food from above that kept the whole nation alive in the desert. I know that at first the children of Israel didn't know what that stuff was. They didn't know enough to take it and eat it, even though their life depended upon it. The reason why I know this is because the word manna means, what's that? Exodus 16:15. Notice, they called it manna. They called it what's it, because they didn't know what it was. A wise man knows that bread is also power. When it comes right down to it, what do worldly men really want and fight over? What is power to them? The Romans knew that to tax at harvest time and to control the bread so that they could dole it out to the hungry masses at Rome's will, that was the way to control the world. Do you think that it is just a coincidence that in the ancient Hebrew, the root word for bread and the word for war are the same? Certain power-hungry men who saw Jesus feed 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 small fishes afterwards worked vigorously to get to Jesus because they wanted to make him king, to take him by force and make him the ruler. When Jesus saw these men, he said, "Don't work for the food that perishes, but for the food which endures unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give to you." But they were greedy for this world's bread and for power. They tried to see if they could manipulate Jesus into working miracles for their own ends. They said to him, "What do you do? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus answered, "Amen, amen, I say to you, Moses did not give you that bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven, because the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." Then they said to Jesus, "Lord, evermore give us that bread." And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. The one who comes to me shall never hunger. The one who believes in me shall never thirst." Even though these men saw the miracle, they did not come because they did not have the right kind of hunger. The only ones who come to Jesus are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness because they don't have any of their own. At the time of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, Jesus came into Jerusalem riding on a donkey amidst shouts of Hosanna. The whole city was moved and said, "Who is this?" Matthew 21:10. In the old Aramaic tongue that they spoke, "What's that?" and "Who's this?" comes out just the same. Yes, the whole city said, "Manna." Can you see the wisdom of God and the foolishness of men? They answered their own question when they asked it. Jesus is that manna that came down from heaven. But who knows enough to take him and eat? The life of your soul depends upon it. This is Edward Crawford with For the Chosen.
You can access this program at forthechosen.org. Join us at the same time Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear For the Chosen.